Now, we should note that that resolution also touches on funding U.S. troops, and that's an issue dividing the Democratic majority. Here's NPR's David Wellna.
Republican John Warner added some new language last week to his anti-troop buildup resolution. To pull in more Republican support, it now says Congress should not take any action endangering U.S. forces in the field, including reducing their funding. For Connecticut Democrat Christopher Dodd, that promise is simply out of bounds.
This resolution would abdicate the congressional power of the purse by suggesting that under no circumstances should we reduce funding for the effort in Iraq. Again, none of us are going to do anything at all to harm our troops. But at some point, the one thing we can do is reduce the level of funding.
But for Armed Services Chairman Carl Levin, who's the Democrat co-sponsoring Warner's resolution, reducing the level of funding is out of the question.
I just don't think we should, and I don't think many senators will vote to cut funding for troops in the field.
Congressional Democrats did lead efforts in the 1970s to cut off funding for U.S. forces in Vietnam to force their return home. But congressional expert James Lindsay at the University of Texas says that tactic backfired.
It didn't bring the troops home right away, but what it left behind was the public perception, right or wrong, that Democrats weren't tough enough on defense issues, and it's been an image that's dogged Democrats for a very long time.
So many Democrats have avoided doing anything that might reinforce that unwanted image. Here's the Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin.
I do not want to in any way endanger the troops in the field. I couldn't bring myself to do that, even though I've been against this war from the start. So we've got to find a way to do it that never suggests any danger in terms of the equipment they receive or the training.
Other Senate Democrats, though, say funding the unpopular war simply keeps the troops in harm's way. Like Connecticut's Dodd, Wisconsin's Russ Feingold says he'll vote against the Warner Levin resolution.
Nothing will prevent the troops from receiving the body armor, ammunition, and other resources they need to keep them safe before, during, and after their redeployment. By forcing the president to safely bring our troops and our forces out of Iraq, we will protect them, not harm them.
For nearly 4 years now, many Democrats who oppose the war in Iraq have nonetheless repeatedly approved more funds for that war. But divisions over the Warner Levin resolution indicate some may be rethinking that stance. Clearly opposing such automatic funding is Virginia freshman Democrat Jim Webb. The decorated Vietnam veteran and former Secretary of the Navy had this to say when the Foreign Relations Committee recently approved an anti-troop increase resolution.
But I think it's an inverted political logic for people to basically say that we have to continue doing this for the good of the troops. We are not continuing this war for the troops. The troops are fighting this war on our behalf because we are continuing.
Meanwhile, Dodd, Feingold, and other Democrats are proposing legislation that goes well beyond a simple non-binding resolution, from capping the number of troops in Iraq to requiring their withdrawal. Foreign Relations Chairman Joe Biden declared last week that President Bush would do well to heed the Warner Levin resolution.
If he does not respond to a majority of the Congress and a majority of the American people, we will have to look to other ways to change his policy. But this is a very important first step.
But other Democrats say a far more consequential step may be weighing the president's war funding request for another $245 billion. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.